It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
Come on, cassettes.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Jorge Army and fellow music fans, I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany, and we're the hosts of Standing BTS from the Consequence Podcast Network. We're a bi-weekly show that covers the impact and legacy of K-pop group BTS.
We mix the perfect blend of research and fangirl as we take a deep dive into lyrics during album reviews, theorize over music videos, and keep up with their current events.
No BTS topic is off limits. We welcome everyone into the conversation, whether you're a casual fan, committed ARMY, or someone who's just curious about one of the biggest music groups in the world.
Come chat with us every other Thursday with a new episode wherever podcasts are found.
Welcome to the In Defense of Ska podcast.
There's a lot of like, okay, well, you like ska, name three bands that aren't the Boss Tones.
I'm your host, Aaron Carnes, music journalist and author of the book In Defense of Ska.
And I'm your co-host, Adam Davis, veteran ska musician from the bands Omnigon and Link 8.
On our show, we aim to push back on the mainstream's negative perception of ska music.
There are so many great untold stories throughout the history of ska. The show features interviews with everyone from the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones to Fishbone, Fall Out Boy singer Patrick Stump, and the Police drummer Stuart Copeland. Join us on In Defense of Ska from the Consequence Podcast Network.
Hey, welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith With. It's the interview series presented by WFPK at WFPK.org, Consequence, and the Consequence Podcast Network. Thanks, as always, for making your way here, checking out the series. Please do hit that subscribe button. I put out three new interviews every single week, new one every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, so it's a great way to keep up with your favorite artists and discover some new ones at iTunes and Apple Podcasts, at Spotify, Podchaser, NPR, WFPK.org, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcasts from. I'm Kyle Meredith. Today, my guest, Joshua Henry. I'm going to be talking to the Broadway star slash singer-songwriter about his latest single, Can't Nobody Tell Us Nothing, and the upcoming album. He'll tell us about the specific day that he found his falsetto, and having folks like Sarah Bareilles, Patina Miller, and Philippa Su as a sounding board and collaborators, and the moments when his Broadway sounds leak into his songwriting. Now, Joshua is going to go on to discuss what's fueling the inward-looking themes that drives the new LP. Recently, coming off starring in Into the Woods and the nationally televised Beauty and the Beast, and why cast recordings not his favorites. It's all that and more. It's Kyle Meredith with Joshua Henry.
Hey, Kyle, how you doing?
You are a busy fellow these days. With everything you got going on, you found some time to release some new music, and Can't Nobody Tell Us Nothing is one of my favorite tracks that I've heard lately.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah, it's been a busy time, but the music is really important to me. So I'm trying to release as much as I can.
So let's start with the single right here. Not only has it been in my ears, I've been playing it on WFPK a lot. And let's just say, where did this song come from for you?
I was at a place where I had released an album in 2021 called Grow. And I was, sometimes as an artist, you get a little too precious or a little complicated with the things that you're trying to put out. And so when it came to this song, I decided I'm going to just strip down all my thoughts. And I just started with a single, doom, 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 doom. I started with a single instrument and a question, which was, did the wind blow me too close to you? And from there, the song just came and rushed in. I knew it was a song about the intimacy and the fireworks and of love and the billions of things that have to go right to find that feeling and make it last. And then it just kind of went from there. But unlike a lot of songs that I've written, it started in a really simple, simple place and with a question more than a something clever that I know or some spin on the world.
I like the idea of starting that with a question, like setting it all, like it seems like that as a songwriter could open a few more doors. Do you find that to be true?
I'm learning that. Yeah. I mean, And because I asked that question at the beginning, I just started asking more questions during the song. Because sometimes you want to ask a question and provide an answer or set it up and pay out. But that's not how life is. Sometimes it's just about, as they talk about being the journey, you're just asking questions. Hopefully you can ask better questions and learn other things. But it's just like you want to ask quality questions and learn as much as you can. So with Can't Nobody Tell Us Nothing, that's what it is about love for me.
Well, I'll tell you, you seem like you have a few superpowers at your disposal. That falsetto being a pretty great weapon in itself, which really gets a spotlight on this track. And it has done on some of the other songs as well, but especially on this one. I don't know. Do you remember when you've really figured that part of your voice out?
Yes. 2017. It was like September. I wrote it down. I have it on literally a voice memo because I explore with my voice a lot and I sing almost every day. And I remember one day it just kind of was like, and I was like, whoa, whoa. And so I recorded it because I never wanted to forget the feeling and the sensation and the emotion that comes when, especially a male voice, goes that high. It makes people lean in. And I just started honing that more and more and more. And for this track, the chorus just felt perfect to go into a place of like wonder and bliss. So I'm glad you dig it. But yeah, I remember the moment specifically. I've been singing for a very long time, but I remember that moment. I was like, oh, I got to hang on to this.
That's like, you know, I was expecting like, oh yeah, it's, you know, happened sometime. And like, you knew the day.
Oh yeah. I can send you the voice memo right now. That's August 2017.
That's incredible. I'm glad I asked that question right there. And you know, the compliments on the arrangement and the way it builds too. I mean, you know, talking about just how it, you know, just keeps, it's like you never let off on this song right here. It just builds and builds and builds. I love it. I really do.
Thank you. Thank you. Shout out to Theron Feimster, aka Nephew, and Joseph Abate, who helped me produce this out. Kyle Mann and Jordan Purvis. So yeah.
Well, you know, and speaking about arrangements, you posted on your socials the Stairway, and you've got some Broadway friends there, Sarah Bareilles, who I've had on here a few times. I love Sarah. You had Bettina and Felipe on there too, and that's, you know, to have these as your friends that you're screening your songs to.
It's an embarrassment of riches to be able to go to work Broadway 8 times a week and be and just send them stuff and be like, hey, can you sing this with me? Can you work this out? You know, can you try this arrangement? And you know, it's a really cool feeling when they're excited about it. And then sometimes you sing stuff and it's not everything that I post, and they sing it back to you and you're like, oh, actually that doesn't work. But they're such great singers and performers that I'm so blessed enough to be around that you get that feedback and you know, okay, I've got to take this back to the drawing board. And that's what I'm learning, that that's what living the dream is. Not the Broadway gig, but like whoever's around you, sharing music, getting feedback, and just, like you said, asking better questions, creating a better arrangements or better lyrics. That is hopefully, like, it sounds really pure, maybe a tad naive, but that can be me at times. It's just, that's what artistry is. That's what's cultivating a great artist community is. And I'm just lucky that at that moment, I got to do it with Sarah Bareilles and all those incredible folks.
You're not alone in that sentiment. I remember hearing an interview, wasn't one of mine, unfortunately, but it was with Tom Hanks. And he was, whoever he was talking to, he was talking about, he goes, you know, the acting in front of the camera, that's the work. And that's great. That's the work. But the dream, as you were saying, that's the between, that's the hang, you know, that's the community right there. So it's you and Tom Hanks. You're good.
Hey, not too shabby company there. So I'm glad we share the same sentiments.
And we'll be right back right after this. Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with Joshua Henry. But to be around, you know, those types of musical people, like all the time, I guess just going further on what you were saying, to be able to pitch something out there, is that just like instant for them? Like, oh, I've got the arrangements in my head.
Like in terms of like the song, these,
just any song. Like if you're throwing songs at, you know, these kind of friends right here, it would just seem to me like it's automatic for any of you all to be like, I've got an idea.
For me, I've learned the bravery of sharing an idea earlier and earlier on in the process. When it's just like 40% there, as long as I got a verse and chorus, I'll share it. It's like a minute. I just need a minute and then I'm ready to. But yeah, when you give it to someone like, Philippa Sue or Patina Miller, they can help you fill in the blanks of where your arrangement kind of left off. Or they're like, ooh, you meant to go up to a G, up the octave, not down the octave. You know, it's those little things that make music so impactful. These are people who have worked on their craft for 20 years each, those people that we're talking about. And that's a level of mastery that it's incredible to be around. More important than that, though, I think it's like whoever is with you, wherever you are, whether it's, in your Broadway show or in your school choir or, we always have this idea of like reaching up to the highest person you can collaborate with, when sometimes it's just the person next to you. Get the feedback from someone who doesn't know quite as much as you do or more. But like, I'm learning it's your peers that help you grow, not some mystical person that's 10 years ahead of you necessarily. That's been a big lesson for me.
So when you're doing this, you've got your two worlds. You've got the Broadway world, you got the songwriting world right here, Broadway music type. I will, like we did a minute ago, say pop music on the other side. What's the crossover? Do you find that it hits too often? Because I listen to like your breakdown of the song Guarantee. Like that seems like one of those perfect moments. Like there's a little bit of that Broadway coming out right here.
I mean, I'm glad you mentioned that. Like there's just moments where, what they say in musicals, the moment at which speaking isn't enough. That's when you have to burst into song. Or burst into dance. And that Guarantee moment you're talking about, it's like, okay, it's time to just dance. Ain't nothing more to say. You just got to dance. When it comes to my music, I try to think about those moments that are just right on the brink of, joy or tears or just excitement. Like something like Can't Nobody Tell Us Nothing. It's like when you're overwhelmed with a feeling of love or feeling of just the intimacy or fireworks that you've never experienced before, whether that's the first date or 20 years in, like with me and my wife, it's like, I look into her eyes now and it's like, well, how do I, I don't think I can just talk to you anymore. I might have to sing. And so that's what it is for me, my music, not too unlike in a musical where a character is just feeling all these things. And the only way to express it is to go in a falsetto or, start doing some melody,
I love that. I do. So this is leading to another album. Is that what we're looking at right here?
Yes. This spring, I want to release a full album. Can't Nobody Tell Us Nothing is the first of that album. But yeah, I'm working on that and I'm excited because I'm sharing other parts of me. Whether it be love or whether it's talking about the love of the arts, but I'm looking at myself and just trying to, I'm hoping that in me looking at myself in the mirror and asking myself these more questions that people can relate to it and ask themselves questions as well, no matter what they do. You don't have to be an artist to relate to, what it feels like to fall in love or to question a decision that you made or to run away or to want to run back. We're constantly having to face ourselves. And that's what this album is for me. It's kind of like facing myself, looking myself in the mirror and, seeing what's different, what's there, what can I do better for me in 10 years from now?
Is anything driving the inward look?
Great question. I feel like it's having, I've got three kids my twins are two now. I think it's watching your kids grow up and seeing them process the world and make sense of it. It makes me want to just be more intentional with the way I live and more purposeful and to make a great use of my time. In order to do that, I got to be honest about who I am. And to do that, I have to really spend time and look at myself. you know, think about the thoughts that I'm having that are on repeat. How am I unlearning some of the things that I've been taught? Like, what is serving me? What system am I leaving behind? And what system am I now adopting that's going to help me be a better friend, a better father, a better example, you know? Even in exploration, like, how am I exploring better? You know, how am I being curious? I guess what's fueling this is like looking at my kids and they're living this in real time. And I'm trying to be more like them, to be honest.
And we'll be right back right after this. Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with Joshua Henry. Like, I know you just finished Into the Woods. Like, that yep. just wrapped up. Like, do you know, like, are you pulling double duty all year? Is it that kind of?
You know, last year was it was so many things. Like, opened for Diana Ross, did Into the Woods. I did a Disney musical internationally shown, Beauty and the Beast, with her and Josh Groban and Shania Twain. And I it was amazing. I've got some things coming up this year as well, but I'm just coming out of a moment, Kyle, where you've just caught me, where I'm like, I took like a month and a half and did nothing work related. And my reps, I was like, y'all don't even try it. I'm not, you know, thankfully it's been a really great moment, but I needed time. I need time to listen. I need time to just listen to my thoughts. I need time to just be with my kids. And I can get busy with the best of them. You know what I mean? But if I'm not taking a moment, you know, I'm reading Rick Rubin's book on creativity right now. Everybody go read that. If you're an artist, you gotta have it. Even if you're not an artist, it's about creating and just where it comes from and how to do that more intentionally. So yeah, I do a lot of things. I try to think about a lot of limitless thoughts that help me do those things. You know, and I try to block out the noise of what a lot of people think is possible. That's probably how I'm able to.
Well, I do love seeing all the things that you're doing. But the music, obviously, you know, on the stage, on the screen too. You know, we didn't get to talk about that, you know, catching you in Tick, Tick, Boom over the past couple of years and in the Heights. And, you know, and seeing some things that you talk about online too. I always liked, like, you're talking about cast recordings. Like, you know how I feel about cast recordings. And but, you know, I wonder, and we're probably up against the clock here, but I wonder about, you know, about that adaptation, not just from the stage to the screen, even like, how do you, you know, you've been a part of that now. I know how you feel about cast recordings, or I think I might know, but how do you feel about the transition? Like, what works? What doesn't for you?
Cast recordings come together, I'll tell you briefly, in usually the recording in 1 or 2 days. Right. So you have, because it's so expensive. But what ends up happening is you get a general idea of what the music is. Yada yada. With your my personal music, I'm sitting with that for 6 months, you know, so the product has to be better. And I'm not going to release it into the world unless it's exactly what I want it to be. And it's, you know, that's the difference for me. And the other difference is, you know, with being on stage, you're trying to perform for the person in the back row. When I'm releasing my music, I'm turning around. And I'm closing my eyes and I'm sharing my heart and I want people to come around the corner and lean in and listen. So it's two different muscles and it's two different beasts. I love them both. Right now I'm focusing more on music, although, you know, Broadway never goes away, thankfully for me. But yeah, it's nice to use tools from both to be the artist that I am.
Thank you so much for taking the time. Can't Nobody Tell Us Nothing. It's such a great song. I cannot wait to hear the rest of the album.
Thank you, Kyle, and thanks for sharing it with your audience. I really appreciate talking to you.
And my thanks to Joshua Henry. The latest single, Can't Nobody Tell Us Nothing, and the album on the way. Thanks to you for checking out the episode, of course. Please do hit that subscribe button before you get out of here. Again, new episodes every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Great way to keep up with your favorite artists. Discover some new ones at iTunes and Apple Podcasts, at Spotify and Podchaser, NPR, WFPK.org, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcasts from. Subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. And then after that, head over to WFPK.org, where I do a show Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern. It's an hour full of song premieres and music news, anniversary spins, bonus interviews. That's Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern at WFPK.org. Consequence has your music and film news. You can also find me on the social media spots. That's a Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. All three of them, the address is at Kyle Meredith. So do hope you like and follow along. And that does it for another edition. I'm Kyle Meredith. I'll see you next time.
are some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a large unexpected inheritance. An always-on-the-verge-of-death phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone, up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard, so you can get a new one. Just trade in any phone from our top brands on any unlimited plan. With new line on my plan. Additional terms apply for trade-in and pay off your phone offer. See Verizon.com for details.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. And now, save 50% on the new Sleep Number limited edition smart bed. Limited time. Exclusively at a Sleep Number store near you. Learn more at sleepnumber.com.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Nice. Great to talk to you, Kyle.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.